Good morning. Woo. Welcome to chapel. This is a chapel that is led by your pastoral assistants this morning, of which you will get to know throughout our chapel time. I would like to just open us up in prayer this morning. Dear Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to gather together as a community this morning and just sing, to gather, to say your word, Lord. It's all in your name. And we just thank you for the privilege of being at EMU and getting to learn together and grow together as this school year. I pray a blessing upon this school year, as well as a blessing upon this time, that it will be a time of refreshment and just renewal. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I would also like to introduce our campus pastors, Lana Miller and Brian Martin Burkholder. Sorry, if you could join us up here.
In a minute on the screen, you'll see the theme passage for this year. We selected Matthew 16, verses 13 through 20. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am, that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." And then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
If you could ask God anything on behalf of the EMU community, what would you ask God? This isn't a question of what you think the community ought to ask God, or what you want to ask God on behalf of the community, but what do you think, what question is rising out of this community that together we might ask God? Last spring, this is what I asked the pastoral assistants as we entered into a time of prayer. And here are some of their responses. How do we find unity together in the midst of our differences? How do we grow as a community and show respect and love for everyone? How do we love our enemies? What does the kingdom of God look like on our campus? How do I follow you seriously when other people follow you differently or not at all? What is truth? What is salvation? How do we approach the Bible? How do we love the least among us, the overlooked? And as the conversation deepened around these questions and the pastoral assistants explained what was behind their questions, what continued to emerge time and time again is, who is this Jesus? What does it mean to be his follower? And over, the scripture that Brian just read was quoted. Who do you say that I am? Who is Jesus? The Jesus of the Bible, the Jesus for us today. Who is Jesus alive and working in our world? And how is it that we are called to follow? For those from different religious backgrounds, for those from various religious or Christian traditions, for Mennonites, who do we say Jesus is? This is a broad and deep theme, and it calls us to engage it on many levels, personally and corporately. Just as Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" we're inviting you on the journey this year as we explore this theme. Who do you say Jesus is?
I am Jonathan Augsburger. I am a outdoor ministry and adventure leadership major, and I am a senior. And to me, Jesus is a vehicle to healthier places.
Hi, I'm Mokora Ngwegwe. I am a junior nursing major with a minor in youth ministry. And to me, Jesus is my deliverer and savior.
Hi, my name is Lydia Tissue. I'm a junior nursing major. And to me, Jesus is the redeemer.
Hello, I'm Nathaniel Ressler, a congregational ministry major, a senior. And to me, Jesus is the comforter and the conflicter.
Hi, I'm Courtney Enru. I'm a senior elementary education major. And to me, Jesus is an anchor and my teacher.
Hi, my name is Amanda Helfrich. I'm a senior outdoor ministry and adventure leadership major. And to me, Jesus is my supporter and guide.
I'm Wesley Wilder, a senior psychology and congregational ministry double major. And to me, Jesus is the best example that we have of who God is and the best example we have to live by.
Hi, I'm Becca York, and I'm a senior peacebuilding major, and Jesus is my strength and my salvation.
My name's Jolie. I'm a senior business and recreation double major, and Jesus is my guide and my savior. These are your pastoral assistants for this year. We wanted to identify ourselves as people that you can come to, that you can approach on campus without fear of anything. Not that you should approach anyone with fear of anything. But so we just want to identify ourselves, and we will be leading the charge of campus ministries with Lon and Brian this year. Thank you. Next, we'd like to introduce our ministry assistants for the semester, for the year. These are MAs that live in the dorms, and they are the help lead Bible studies, and they are going to tell you who Jesus is to them and how cool it is when we declare who Jesus is, then he tells us who we are time and time again.
My name's Alexa Weeks, and I'm an MA in North Lawn.
My name is Jasmine Miller, and I'm an MA in North Lawn.
My name is Lin Ta, and I'm an MA in Maplewood.
My name is Louis Longo, and I'm an MA in Elmwood.
My name is Peter, I'm an MA in Cedarwood.
My name is Sarah Jennings, and I'm an MA in Elmwood.
My name is Megan, and I'm an MA in Cedarwood.
My name is Dejanay, and I'm an MA in Maplewood.
My name is Oksana, and I'm an MA in North Lawn.
My name is Jess, and I'm an MA in Cedarwood.
My name is Perry, and I'm in Cedarwood for South.
At this time, I would like to introduce the Campus Ministries intern for the year. Micah Hurst is a seminary student. He is also a husband and a father of two, and he is a personal friend and mentor. We met about a year and a half ago at camp, and he was the camp staff pastor for the summer. And throughout the summer, I gained a new appreciation, or not a new appreciation, I gained an appreciation for him and the wisdom and discernment that he brings to the table. He is wise beyond his years, and I look forward to gaining from that this year, as well as what he brings to the Campus Ministries team. Welcome, Micah.
Part of what God has been working with me on over the last number of years is how can we be engaging and interacting in our times when we come together for worship? So if you ever see me up here, know that it's probably going to be time for you to be engaged. So what I'm going to ask you guys to do is to be a part of this next part. I'm going to ask you to step into a prayer practice that sometimes we in the Western world are a little bit uncomfortable with. We're going to have an imaginary encounter with God. So what I'm going to ask you to do is get comfortable in your seat, set down your book bag or your phone, take a couple of breaths, And I'm going to welcome you into an encounter. So I encourage you, close your eyes and just start off with 3 deep breaths. Now, I encourage you to imagine yourself sitting on a park bench. I want you to imagine what's going on around. Are there birds? Are there kids playing? Is there a warm breeze, a cool breeze? What does the bench feel like? As you're sitting there, someone approaches and comes and sits beside you. This is Jesus. Jesus greets you. How do you respond? As you talk together, Jesus looks at you and says, using your name, "Who is it that you say that I am?" How do you respond to Jesus? I encourage you, as you finish up that conversation, bring your focus back to here and now. What I'm going to ask you to do next is to interact with somebody around you. I want you to turn to one or two people with you and share, what was that experience like? And then second part of it is, how did you respond to Jesus? What was it that you said when he asked you, "Who do you say that I am?" So quickly, turn to somebody with you. What was this experience like for you? And second of all, who is it that Jesus said, who do you say that Jesus is? If you want to, afterwards, I encourage you to continue this conversation with others. We're also going to have a time for you to share a little bit of "Who do you say that I am?" As you're leaving, we have a board out the back, which we encourage you to write on little notes. "Who do you say that I am?" and put that out on the board.